Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Hello, today is the last episode with Tamran. Hello, Tamran, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm so good. Well, thanks so much for sharing your personal stories and ministry experiences. It's been great time for me to learn and to grow as well. And today is the last episode, and normally we hear about future visions for Asian Americans. So particularly, I want to hear more about your future visions for Pakistani Americans who live in America. Maybe they are second and third generation who were born and grew up in America. So what are the potentials for Pakistani Americans to advance God's kingdom?
You know, I believe that one thing, when Pakistani people lived in Pakistan, they are very much close to church. And the moment they leave Pakistan and move here in the first generation, then second, third generation, especially when I talk first and second generation, that they are very much, their heart is, the moment they land in this country, they always love to see, is there any their language speaking church as a Pakistani church? And that's, I can see such a beauty, although life become a very much change and there's a lot of changing in their lives, but they still want to stuck with church and they want to stuck with Jesus. Every person who comes from Pakistan, Christian person, they always carry their Bible, because they assume that they cannot get a Bible here, but they have their Urdu Bible, and they want that the church grow, and they love to serve in America church, but they are passionate to serve the Pakistani American church.
So do you think that even the second, third generation Pakistani Americans, even though they can speak perfect English, but they still want to come to Pakistani church, if there is?
Because of parents, they are already aware that they have threat that the children can lose the language. And that's why parents, they want to encourage their children to go in that church, because that's the biggest platform where they can learn more culture, they can learn more language and stuck with the things which parents exist. And because there is one big thing is for them, they can maybe lose language or culture or whatever, but they cannot lose their skin color. from the moment when you see any Pakistani person, you can see he's Pakistani, he's Indian, he's like he's not white person. And that's their beauty also, I think so. And through that also, there is reason in their life they want to be stuck with that culture and language. And because of the culture and language, there's church platform, they wanted to stuck with them.
Okay. Now, what hinders the next generation Pakistani Americans from living that potential to advance God's kingdom?
Hindrances are absolutely language, culture. That's the biggest hindrance. Like my both kids, now they want to learn more English than Urdu. They are more feel comfortable in English. That's the biggest hindrance we can see. But sometimes barriers can be bridge also. They want to be, they become aware that church is the biggest platform where decrease our that hindrance to language or culture or merging with American society. They need to be stuck with the Pakistani churches, that they cannot lose their own personality.
What are some essential elements to reach Muslims for Christ?
You know, earlier I was sharing that there is four P's to reaching Muslims, like prayer, passion, and preaching, and patience. But normally, there is some things which we can see very important to reaching Muslim people, and there is some concepts. Mm-hmm. We have concepts, some maybe wrong concept about them, and they also have some wrong concept about us. And you know, I always love to share with people that after prayer, the first step is big smile. Give big smile to any Muslim person, and that can break the barrier. Let's give big smile. Mm-hmm. Second thing is shake hand. Mm-hmm. And let's go and talk with them and introduce yourself. And even first discussion, you can talk about religion. To talking about religion about with any Muslim people, it's exactly like how you are talking here in America about football. Mm-hmm. You can talk in very first meeting, you can talk about religion. And in very first meeting, you can offer him that would you allow me that I can pray for you. More than 95% Muslim people, they can allow you that you can pray for me, because they also believe on prayers. Mm-hmm. Like we need a lot of prayers. We start with a lot of prayers, which work start from our life. And the next step is for reaching to other person, giving smile, shaking hand, going talk and exchanging phone numbers, and then call them and then tell them that I need to learn about your culture, mm-hmm. about food, about clothes, right. about sports. Food is good element. You can learn there, you can tell them that I found out there is one Middle Eastern restaurant, Pakistani restaurant, and I will pay for you. And can we go to eat something from there? And then what you eat, and next time tell them that let's try to cook that stuff, and tell us about your sports. And I like to play cricket, teach me about cricket. I like your outfit, what you are wearing, shalwar kameez, or what is this kurta, tell me about that, from where I can find. That's the way where you can establish relationship with that people, and through that relationship we can come on the more one step down, and that's talk about religion. Raise that question, how you, as a Muslim, you are worshipping here in this country, here in America. Being as a Pakistani Christian, I am worshipping Jesus Christ. I'm worshipping God on that way. Talk about that thing. Find out what is common in Quran and Bible. Share that kind of stories, and then share your the greatest story in your life about Jesus within the 1 minute. And ask them that what is your greatest story. All that kind of things, it can bring you from starting smiling to shaking hand, and deeper and deeper and more surface deeper, and then you can preach the gospel and wait that God will change their life.
Great. Every year you do Christmas caroling, right? Stopping by and knocking on the door and just going around the neighborhood. Can you tell us about how you do and how your experience was like?
You know, almost every year we are doing the Christmas caroling. We invite the local churches to come over our side, and believers churches, and we all as a team, we go from there to in Muslim people's their home. And last year we went in one home, and there was one family, and they said, Muslim family from Pakistan, and they said that we are living in this home more than 22 years. And no one came in our home to bring some gifts or bringing, loving us on Christmas, caroling. Never it happened. That's very, very first time. And that's happened last year. And this Christmas, before the caroling, the guy, he called me and contacted me that, again, this Christmas, would you like to come in our home and we bring again the group in their homes? We are doing the Christmas caroling every year, going in their homes, bringing some small gifts and sharing that why Jesus was born.
That's great. Awesome. Now, what? How can the second generation or next generation Pakistani Americans collaborate with other churches for Jesus Christ. I've seen that you're working with not just with the Pakistani churches, but many Anglo churches and Eritrean, Burmese churches, many other ethnic churches. So how can these Pakistani churches work together with other churches for Jesus?
You know, sometimes we think that international churches are not forever. They will die because the international people, when they come here and then first generation or maybe second generation, they will be participate for the church, and then third, fourth generation will not participate, you know, and then church will die. That's not true. One thing is this, that God is founder of the church, and Jesus Christ is church planter, and Holy Spirit, He protects our church. And I believe that how the next generations they come here, are they born here, the church will strong more and more. Like the Christ came in my life from my parents. They shared gospel with me. I share gospel with my children. Mm-hmm. No matter they're born in America, they are well established in English, mm-hmm. they will still grow in Christ. Mm-hmm. And when they grow in Christ, they will be passionate mm-hmm. what we are passionate, because that already in their genes, they have that skin colors also, which always tells them that you have heart, you have called for Pakistan. And I believe that vision which carry my dad, that I have that one, and then my children, they will carry the same vision also.
Mm-hmm. What movement of God do you see among Pakistani Americans in next 5 to 10 years?
The same thing is I can see them. I can see from that conversation, they are passionate for church, mm-hmm. Pakistani church, mm-hmm. and that's I can see they want to be not for the church only, their church as a movement. We can see all over the America, Pakistani churches in North Carolina, in whole America, they are passionate. They cannot resist themselves to be disconnected with the church. When they are here, they will be part of the church. That's the movement I can see in their life to establish church.
Okay. What are the next steps for your church to participate future work of God?
I believe that always church should be not just in the Sunday, Saturdays or regular whatever their services. This should be out of the boundaries. Jesus, his last word should be our first priority. And every church, they are not just should be the mission minded, they should be the mission hearted. And our church is very much the mission hearted church, that God changed us. And we are not Christian for ourselves, we are Christians for others. And that's why we can see in our church for future also, they are passionate to reaching to other nations, reaching to other community or people, those who are far from God. And I believe that here in America, if American churches, if they can go out from their wall boundaries, they can make big difference in their country to share gospel with the people, those who never come in church.
Mm. Amen. Well, thank you, brother, for sharing about your passion and vision. So I really want to encourage you to continue the God-sized task that God has given to you, and to really spread God's word in Pakistan and North Carolina and many parts of the world. Listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.